My brothers and sisters in the Lord, there is a little story about an elderly woman who not only was a very faithful woman, but she was known for expressing her faith, for allowing to others to be able to see her faith lived out. And oftentimes she would sit on her porch and you would hear her shout, "Praise the Lord for all the things that God has done. Praise the Lord for waking me up this morning. Praise the Lord for another day." Well, next to her lived an atheist. And he was not too excited to hear this woman and her acclamations of the Lord each day. But he would sort of just bite his tongue and sort of sit there. And then one day he heard her come out onto the porch, and she had fallen on very hard times. And she began by saying, "Praise the Lord." She said, "Lord, I need groceries. I have nothing to eat. I'm counting on you. I know you always provide. Praise to you alone." And the next morning when she walked out of her front door, right there on her porch, there were three large bags of groceries. And her first words, "Praise the Lord." And her neighbor was waiting. He was there behind the bushes, the hedges that separated the houses. And he jumped up and he said, "I told you there's no God. I was the one who bought those groceries for you and placed them there on your porch." And she looked at him and said, "Praise the Lord, you provided the groceries and you made the devil pay for it." Your perspective, my brothers and sisters. What kind of perspective do we have when it comes to our faith? Do we have the same perspective as the elderly woman in the story? Are we able to praise the Lord no matter the trial, the tribulation, the good times, or the bad times? Do we live out our faith? Or, you see, my friends, do we constantly doubt? Do we trust God? Do we trust that God is always going to provide no matter what our needs may be? Even though we may not know how he's going to provide, we trust that he will provide. Do we see things through the eyes of faith? You see, my friends, the scriptures today are a very important reminder. Because taken as a whole, my brothers and sisters, they're very somber. Because they're speaking about the last days. They're speaking about trials and persecutions. And we hear these scriptures in the context of today's society, and some may say, "Well, you know, that's sort of depressing. I'd rather go to the department stores where they're always hauling out the holly and the decorations, and Christmas is almost over for them." But today the church gives us these readings to reflect on, the somber tone of the great gift of eternal life on the last day. But also, you see, my friends, what leads up to it. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI once wrote this: "The fullness of faith is the only means to communicate the liberating joy of the gospel." The fullness of faith. And the fullness of faith, my brothers and sisters, begins with creation, through redemption, through the second coming, and everything in between. We don't leave anything out, because it's only when we see things through the perspective of the fullness of faith do we enjoy and rejoice in the liberating power of the gospel. And so even as we listen to these readings today, and certainly Malachi is very straightforward, "Lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all the evildoers will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire. But for you who fear my name, You will rise like the Son of Justice with his healing rays. There will be a final judgment. We will have to stand before the Lord. But even in the gospel today, my brothers and sisters, as Jesus is speaking to the disciples, I offer you this for reflection. I believe he is extending to us three promises. Three promises from the gospel today. And those promises are this. One, you will be hated and you will be persecuted. Two, you do not need to rely on your own wisdom when you are accused. I will give you the wisdom. I will speak for you. And the third promise is that if you persevere, if you endure, you will be saved. Those are the three promises. Now, the first one you may say, my brothers and sisters, that doesn't sound like a real promise. You will be hated and you will be persecuted. But the reason, my brothers and sisters, it is a promise is because the Lord Jesus never lies to us. He always tells us the truth. And as we know, the truth will set us free. And as disciples of the Lord Jesus, there will be times that we will be hated and persecuted or spat upon or called derogatory names, and the litany could go on and on. But Jesus is not trying to sugarcoat it. He's not saying that the life of the disciple is just simply a walk into paradise. There will be difficulties. But you see, my friends, the trick of the devil is to lie to us. That's what happened in the Garden of Eden. What did he say to Eve? If you eat that apple, you will not die. But you see, my friends, the Lord Jesus does not want us to live in a lie. He wants us to live in the truth. And in society today, oftentimes, we rather lie to people than tell them the truth, because it might upset someone. It might hurt someone's feelings. Well, you see, my brothers and sisters, only in the truth will we truly be set free. And the Lord Jesus knows that, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. And the truth is that we will be persecuted and we will be hated. And Jesus not only says that in this portion of the gospel, but very often in the gospels. That is the first promise, is to understand that. The second promise is that he will give us the wisdom that we need when we stand before those who accuse us. And that is very clear. And what is the context of these accusations? You'll be handed over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. And then he goes on, you will be even handed over by parents and brothers, relatives and friends. You see, my brothers and sisters, but even in those circumstances, the Lord Jesus will give us the wisdom to speak. We don't need to rely on our own selves. Some of you may be familiar with the story of St. Joan of Arc. St. Joan of Arc, a 19-year-old peasant girl from France, led the armies to throw off the yoke of England, who had been oppressing them for a long period of time. And then after she helps them throw off the yoke of England, what do? They sell her to the English, pretty much into slavery, so that the English can place her on trial and have all these accusations against her. And there, a peasant girl stands before 62 wicked English judges. No defense attorney, no counsel, just her. And they begin to ask her questions to find something that they can convict her of. And one of the statements she makes to them is this: the Lord has given me special graces. And they figured they had her. So one of the judges asked her, are you in a state of grace right now? And they figured no matter how she answered, they would be able to convict her. Because if she said yes, she was in a state of grace, they would accuse her of the sin of presumption, because none of us know for 100% we are in a state of grace. And if she said no, then she was in a state of mortal sin, she could be convicted anyway. So how does Joan reply? She says a brief prayer in her heart, and then she speaks as if the Holy Spirit is speaking through her. She says to the judges, if I'm in a state of grace, I pray the Lord will keep me here. And if I'm not in a state of grace, I pray the Lord will lead me there. You see, my friends, the Lord gives us the wisdom as we stand before our accusers. And the third and final promise, my brothers and sisters, is that if we persevere, we will be saved. If we persevere as a disciple, if we walk the walk, if we talk the talk, if we put the teachings of Jesus into action in our daily lives, if we persevere through the good times and the hard times, even when they persecute us and hate us and utter every kind of evil against us, we will experience the joy of salvation. Which is a joy, my brothers and sisters, that is greater than any joy on this earth. Because both St. Paul and the prophet Isaiah write something very similar. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, mind cannot even conceive what God has ready for those who love him. St. Paul goes on to say that the world that we live in is only a promise and a foretaste of what is to come. Because all of this, my brothers and sisters, around us, it is passing away. There's only one thing that is eternal, and that is our Lord Jesus. If we persevere, if we remain faithful, if we trust in God, we will be saved no matter what or who comes against us. And so, my brothers and sisters, back to our little story from the beginning of this homily. Oh, we like that woman who persevered, who praised her God, no matter what was going on in her life? Or do we fall into doubt and disbelief and dread and all the other things that the devil wants to tempt us with? My dear friends, as we hear these readings proclaimed this day, as we allow those words to be planted deep in our hearts, we should be able to say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for what he has done for me, for what he continues to do for me. And praise the Lord no matter what my circumstances may be this day, right here, right now. Praise the Lord because he's going to see me through. He's going to carry me over. And if I persevere, if I remain faithful, the reward, my friends, is greater than any reward we can imagine in this life. It is the gift of eternal happiness with our God in his kingdom, to see God face to face. May the words on our lips, my friends, always be, praise the Lord.